Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Goes South now with the ball in the scrum. Comes out to the left of Walker onto Gagai. Gagai, he pushes away from Cherry Evans, but not Morgan Harper. A minute 10 to go. Alloye back, by the way, so 13 on 13 as Mark Nichols is hitting it up and rolled over in front of the post. They'd like to finish with a try here.
Nichols has come from nowhere. Liam Knight was supposed to be their leader.
Who's Cam Murray, almost an undisputed man of the match, although Damien Cook is about to get it. He might be the man of the match. It's one of those two. Walker, he gets it on. What a tap on from Taff. Alex Johnston goes for the line. I think he's got it down.
Oh, wow.
He's got 29.
That's ridiculous.
What a pass from
Taff. What about Taff? Mate, this kid, he just doesn't care.
He squatted at the ball. The ball, it didn't slow down on him. It sped up. What a pass.
Mate, that was Cody Walker-like.
Yep.
That was next level. Mate, it was from Cody Walker, and he just goes, you know what, I'll just tap that on. And it hits him on the chest. That was unbelievable. Oh, my goodness. I know you're listening on radio, but if you get a chance, you've got to watch this young kid. He's been phenomenal tonight.
And Alex Johnston,
what a finisher.
The best finisher in the game. Oh. Just unbelievable.
So just take this in. This wonderful club, which is 114 years old, Alex Johnston, no player has scored more tries in a single season than this man. 29 joins Les Brennan. 29 tries, 1954, and the celebrations begin. The red and green of South Sydney.
They're off to a grand final.
Since 1971, they have been to a grand final once in 2014, and next week they go again. A fitting farewell for Adam Reynolds, Benji Marshall, Wayne Bennett. It's going to be a big night in Brisbane next week. It's going to be a big night tonight. The flags are waving.
Taff, he'll get this. He'll have to get it. It's his night.
36-16. From the left touchline, and a bit too much hook. No goal.
No good.
Well, in 2018, it was the Roosters that stopped South in the prelim final. In 2019, it was Canberra and a full Bruce Stadium that was too much for the red and green. Last year, it was the Penrith Panthers. But nothing was going to get in the South Sydney Rabbitohs' way to the grand final of 2021.
Wow.
The first grand final spot is decided. It belongs to South Sydney. And that is about as comprehensive as it gets.
Fantastic effort from South Sydney. They've had two blemishes on their score sheet this year. The top two teams of the year so far, Penrith and Melbourne, they've got 50 points scored against them. Then they lost their best player to a suspension. I put the line through them. I said they can't win the comp. There's no way they can win the comp. Then they beat Penrith in the first week of finals footy, and from there on, it's, of course they can win it.
Yes.
Of course they can win it. There's going to be so much emotion next week. The narrative of Wayne Bennett and Adam Reynolds and Benji Marshall and, wow.
So, just four bunnies have played a grand final. Alex Johnston, 2014. Adam Reynolds, 2014. Benji Marshall, 2005, and Tom Burgess, 2014. They've all played one, they've all won one. Now there's a whole heap of players that are going to get a taste of the 2021 decider. They'll either play Melbourne, who they have only beaten five times in Melbourne's history. That dates back to 1998. Melbourne has a 30-5 record over South Sydney, or Penrith, until 2 weeks ago. South had lost their last five to Penrith, but these are great seats here.
Wow, Cody Walker and Adam Reynolds, they're just the realisation of getting a grand final together. How good.
Well, they've fallen the last three seasons,
Benji.
And when we've talked about it, and I think you said it, Dan, and obviously MG, but that week off certainly helps. You're fresh, mentally you're not going through that round, you know, the first week, the second week, and to go all the way, it's so hard to do.
Yeah, that's seven times in a row now. The team having the week off has won the prelim final as they cheer on their fans, the Bunnies, and there's plenty of them here at this Suncorp Stadium. And you know,
Joe Arrow from the Titans to South.
Yeah, what a move.
Wow.
Gee, it's right going to be on. Fascinating if it's Melbourne next week. Melbourne has a lot of Queensland support. Who the fans will go for? Because
there's so many supporters.
South supporters everywhere.
They're probably the two most supported teams in the comp at the moment.
Yeah.
That's fair call.
So, gee, it's a dream for the promoters if it is South and Melbourne. But, geez, let's not write Penrith off because they have only lost a handful of games over the last couple of years.
They can't score a try at the moment, the Panthers.
No, they've got to fix that tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, mate, don't get me wrong. They can turn it on. Like, yeah, we know that.
3 p.m. is when that our coverage starts. 4 p.m. kickoff. South Sydney, they'll be sitting back in their resort. They'll have the feet up. And they'll be watching next week's contestants do battle tomorrow. Latrell Mitchell is on the field there just giving Cody a big hug. Gee, it must be a strange...
I was going to say that.
It's not an injury. It's a self-inflicted wound, what he has done, and he'll get to be so close to it. He has one premiership, so it's not as if...
He's won two, you're right.
With the Roosters, but he won't be part of this one. Do we want to take this? Let's take... Okay, well, no, we won't take this because Gordy's going to get us some chats shortly here. Triple M rocking the finals, 36-16.
Oh, yes. And can I just say, too, Dan, thanks to Anthony Maroon for giving us a nice message. That was really nice of him. I know his South team have won, so well done to you, Maroon.
Yeah, good on you, Anthony.
Yeah.
Well, he's always been a class act.
Yeah, he's so classy.
So...
13 plus.
And Pico was right, your mate Pico.
When you use a word like that, I don't think you need capitals. I think the word itself is enough. And are they Lebanese flags in the crowd as well?
Yeah.
That'd be...
Look like it.
Is that for Taff? Is he of Lebanese?
No, he's
indigenous, isn't he?
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's... Now, you know what it is? At distance, it's the Rabbitohs, okay. But it looks like from a distance, the rabbit looks like the cedar.
Okay. Yeah.
But and it's the same, similar colours, the green, the red, that, no, they're all South Sydney flags. And, there's a Smith's Crisps jumper. Jeez, that's a blast from the past. Yeah. There's a few Smith's Crisps out there as well. Ah... Yep. Gordy, of course, was part of the club about 10 years ago, and a lot has changed, hasn't it, since those days where South could barely make it to the finals. Just getting to the finals is a big win.
I still love playing against South. It used to be the easiest 2 points going around back in the day with the Broncos. We're playing South this weekend, old boys. I'm stretching up. I'm just going to prize left, right and centre. They're a different beast these days.
So,
Way tough. It's a dream come true, isn't it?
I love the way he plays, eh?
He's got a great, himself great in the
game, yeah.
Two try assists, two line break assists, 124 metres from 8 runs. He doesn't run often, but he tends to make it count. Yeah. And
but even earlier on, because their timing wasn't there, and it's because of the Adam Reynolds injury or two, I reckon, but they had to adjust. And then obviously Cherry Evans was rushing on him. But he just let it go for a young kid. Mate, that can get you down in these big games.
Wow, it's pretty rare for a player in his eighth game for that eighth game to be a GF. Let's go to Gordon Tallis.
Dylan, what do you put that down to? Was it the bus trip or you just got outplayed tonight?
We dropped a lot of football. We didn't complete well. South pressured us in defence and, you know, it caused some errors. So for us, we didn't probably play our best tonight and we shot ourselves in the foot.
South Sydney, did you expect that performance on them? They were pretty tough tonight.
Yeah, it was always going to be tough. You know, when you make it to the prelim final, every team's going to play their best football. And, you know, they played very well tonight. I thought, you know, Cody Walk and Adam Reynolds sort of just set the game up for them. And for us, we just dropped a lot of football, so it makes it hard.
You've won a grand final and played with a lot of great players. Talk us through Tommy Trbojevic's season.
Yeah, mate. When I first come to the club, it's... you could just see the talent and how special he is as a player. He works really hard on his craft and on his game, so it's a lot of hard work for him, and it's great to be a part of someone that's, you know, talented as him, and watching him grow and become the player he is today.
Cheers, mate. Thanks for talking.
Thanks, mate.
All right. Thanks to Dylan Walker there with Gordon Tallis as we await some more interviews there. And the crowd just starting to disperse here from Suncorp Stadium. Triple M rocks the footy for Ream, steady, hot and strong. And Maccas, the Maccas game at the Monopoly game at Maccas is still going. Ah, Tom Burgess, this bloke. By God, he is a star. Tom Burgess with you, Gordon Tallis.
Yeah, mate, I've got Big Tommy. He's the only bloke that would beat his brother on SAS. I'll tell you what, he's a big man.
I don't know
Tommy,
if I get through the hole.
No, mate, actually, you wouldn't fit through the hole. Talk us through that performance. It was absolutely outstanding.
Yeah, mate, we knew we had to start well. That's one thing we've sort of, you know, been concentrating on all year, and we did start well, and to be fair, you know, we did get lucky a little. You know, they had two tries disallowed. So, man, it's close to game than it looked in that first half. And we talked about in the half-time just coming back out and doing the same thing again. And, you know, they came back hard. You know, they got that try early in the second half. And we knew it was going to be a fight. So just really proud of the boys out there dug in. And, you know, just really, really enjoyable towards the end there.
So there was two games through this year where you got beaten by 50 and everybody wrote South Sydney off. Did you believe that you guys would have been here?
Say again? Yeah.
Do you believe that you guys would have turned the season around and got back to where you are now?
Yeah, I think that, you know, we didn't let that rile us. You know, we looked at that game for what it was, and, you know, from that game, we actually improved our defence so much. Then we played Paramount the week after and, you know, played really well. So I think from that could have been a defining point in our career, in our season, so... You know, we just gotta go now and one more game.
Talk us through the old man Wayne Bennett, mate. He's turned up the heat the last couple of weeks, hasn't he?
Yeah, mate. You know, he knows how to get his players up. Business end of the year. He's got all the cliches, everything in the back pocket, and I'm sure he's left a few in there for this week as well. So, looking forward to getting in there and seeing him actually.
Cheers, mate. Go
Cheers, Jordy.
And another 100 plus metre game from him, second for the finals. And you know, in 2014, in the grand final, Sam played with a smashed cheekbone.
Yep.
George scored the wonderful try. Tom, nearly 200 metres that night. He was as good as those two.
That's
so
right.
The big stage won't bother him, and it never bothers this bloke, Dane Gagai, with you, Gordy.
Walk us through it. Every time there's a big game at Lang Park, you're one of the better players on the field, mate. How did that feel?
Mate, it felt unbelievable. It's just one of those things. We've been in this position for the last 3 years, and obviously my last year at the club, Bruno's last year, Wayne's finish up coaching the Bunnies this year, so there was a lot to play for, and we all knew what we had to do to win, and that's just play our style of footy, but it's just do your job, and that's what it all comes back down to.
But Tommy Trbojevic has been absolutely outstanding, and a lot of sides haven't been able to stop him. How much work this week was on stopping Tommy?
Yeah, there was a fair bit of talk about Tommy. We obviously all know what he's capable of, and he's had one hell of a season. He obviously missed a big part of the early stages, but he just come back and just set the field alight, and we knew he was going to be a threat for him, but I think that's off the back of their middles too. They got some big middles with some good footwork, and they all can ball play too, so we just needed to, I guess, put a bit of fatigue into him, and I guess it was the mindset of bash down the front door and try and match it with their forwards, and I thought our middles were outstanding tonight. They laid the platform for us.
Okay, Storm or Penrith, who do you want to play?
Oh, mate, to be honest, it doesn't really matter at this time. I'm just going to enjoy this moment. I've played over 220 games, and bloody, this is my first time going to the big one, so I couldn't care who I play against. I'm just happy to be doing it alongside this bunch of boys here.
Talk us through your feelings, your first grand final. What's your emotions like now?
I don't really think it's sunk in at the moment. You know what it's like after a game, your adrenaline's gone. But I think once I get time to calm down and just sit back and think about it, I think it all hit me then. And I got pretty emotional thinking about it today, actually. And my partner pulled me up and just said, well, you're not there yet. You've got to go win this one. So my partner giving me good advice there. So, I'm just going to enjoy the moment with the boys, and I think it'll hit me all next week.
Cheers, mate. Go enjoy
cheers,
the week.
Gordy.
You know, that was the fourth time Dane has been knocked out in the prelim final. 2013 for Newcastle, when they unexpectedly went as far as they did. They were thumped by the Roosters.
And then 2018, 2019, 2020. So well done to Dane Gagai. Yeah. And you heard the emotion in his voice. Let's take a break. Gordy, if you get anyone else, we'll take them as well. But
thanks, guys. Have a good night. Thank you.
Let's take a break. That's MG's move, normally.
Yeah, come on, mate.
Triple M rocking the finals. The Bunnies off to the grand final.
The Triple M NRL play of the day.
Here's Reynolds.
Oh, Reynolds.
A rare kick from hit. Reynolds. It's into a contest. It's going to be batted back by South. Taken by Cook now. 20 away. He tries to swivel away. Does swivel away from Harper. Left foot grubber. Here comes. Oh! Cody's over. What? He's got a double. What a kick. South Sydney. They're a step closer to breaking the prelim hoodoo.
Brought to you by Hyundai Forklifts. Hyundai, high-performance forklifts. The driver's choice that'll drive your productivity. Coming up, the verdict. Remember to show some etiquette. It's good old-fashioned etiquette when betting, like never comparing the size of your bets or borrowing from your mates no matter how pretty the filly. Show some etiquette today.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M rocks footy.
The day. Here's Reynolds.
Oh, Reynolds.
A rare kick from hit. Reynolds. It's into a contest. It's going to be batted back by South. Taken by Cook now. 20 away. He tries to swivel away. Does swivel away from Harper. Left foot grubber. Here comes. Oh! Cody's over. What? He's got a double. What a kick. South Sydney. They're a step closer to breaking the prelim hoodoo. That was one of seven tries as the Bunnies thump Manly 36 points to 16. We've talked about some star performers. What about the performance of our sideline eye? I mean, you can have all your investigative journalists. Who does the sideline? The Ben Dobbins and the Emma Lawrences, Danny Wadlers and the Brent Reeds and the Emma Lawrences. All those people, you can have them. Because Gordon Tallis was on the story that Adam Reynolds was hurt. And he's about to catch up with Adam Reynolds as well. But he got through it, Reynolds.
Yes.
Yeah. And he looked stronger at the end of the game than he did at the start of the game because clearly, MG, he was hampered.
Well, we're just discussing that. And the fact that we thought it was a quad, maybe.
I thought it was quad, yeah. I was 100%.
Looks like a groin or a quad. But obviously, when he warmed up, it got better. So I'm pretty sure once we hear from him, from Gordy, that he'll say that he'll be right for next week, obviously. But
yeah.
I'm interested to see what the...
He's got 8 days.
What is a quad injury?
A quad can be anything from a little pulled muscle to a tear. A
strain, yeah.
A strain.
Yeah.
He's looked more groinish. He looked more abductor, up high.
Ooh.
And it's from kicking. It's from kicking and it's wear and tear. Like, yeah. You know, look at now.
Look what he's done this year.
Second last week, yeah. He's 82. What's he, 31, I think, too. So he's no spring chicken.
Okay. We're just waiting for Gordy to catch up with Adam Reynolds. Thank goodness for South that they've got, what, 9 days until the GF.
Yeah.
I mean,
they'll all be right. They'll all be.
You don't imagine that'd be a problem. Now, by the way, while we wait for these last couple of interviews, after another challenging year, men's health has never been more important, and that's why they're calling on all Australians to come together this Movember. You know what Movember is by now, and sign up Movember.com to close out the year by having some fun and doing some good. I mean, we're all about to break out of the shackles in New South Wales and get out and about. You might as well grow a mow and help someone out. And it's a good conversation starter, the mow as well.
Yeah,
it is.
Not that we three blokes need conversation starters, but men's health is in crisis. Every moustache, it kickstarts conversations, raises much-needed funds and awareness, and, well, straight up helps save lives. So it's time to grow for our partners, our fathers, our brothers, our sons, our mates. And whatever you grow will save a bro. That's what they're saying. That's their big motto. Whatever you grow will save a bro. Sign up now, Movember.com. Now, Gordy has got the man of the moment, Adam Reynolds.
Adam Reynolds, I saw you come out and do a quick warm-up by yourself. Is it your quad hamstring, but you got through the game?
Yeah, I got through the game all right. Just had a sore groin through the week. I tried to come out and do a bit of kicking and it didn't feel too good. Obviously, there was touch and go there before the game, whether I was going to play or not. And obviously, I had Stern talking to Wayne, and he just said to get out there, back myself in D, and just talk. As simple as that. And I warmed up through the game, and just got on with it. It felt fine towards the end.
It must have mixed emotions. You're a local junior. You grew up just down the road. You're playing for probably the most famous club in the game, and it's going to be your last game, and it's a grand final.
Yeah, hopefully it's a win too. Look, I've loved my time here. It's not over yet. I'm saying that. I'm very thankful to the opportunity they gave me as a kid coming through, obviously, the junior ranks and then to live out a childhood dream. It's not over yet, so I'll enjoy this week. I'll sit back, relax, spend some time with the team and, prepare the best way we can and hopefully go out a winner.
South Sydney, you were a little bit rocky through the middle of the season, you know, and you lost a couple of games by a lot of points, but yeah, you fought your way back and now you're giant killers, aren't you? Like, the final series have come, you've knocked over Penrith and you blew them off the water and mainly with Tommy Trbojevic, and you handled everything that they threw at you.
Yeah, we knew what we were capable of all year. Yeah. There were still things that we were continually working on a couple of weeks ago, and we just had to believe in the process. The process is, you know, sticking to what we know works. And, you know, when we play footy, we're a dangerous team. We just need to continually play footy and keep aiming up in D. It's a simple game, footy, when you look at it from the outside. And sometimes we can overcomplicate it and make things a bit difficult, but we just brought it back to basics. Doing all the little things right, and it makes a big difference.
Cheers, Adam, mate. Go and enjoy
Thank
the
you.
Week.
All
Cheers,
right.
bud.
So he confirmed MG was a groin.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a little bit more concerning, but you still don't imagine that will be...
he'd be fine. No, I think what Dell said, it's wear and tear. If it was a quad, I'd be more worried because it's...
Okay.
He wouldn't be able to kick as well as he did if it was a quad, I don't think.
Well, next week will be his 231st and final game in the red and green. Second most games for the club. Only John Sutton has played more. Damien Cook, well, he got our McNuggets, didn't he?
Yep.
Or did we give him to Cam Murray?
We go three each.
Yeah, I think he got it.
Even Taff was close for a young kid.
All right, let's go to Damien Cook with Gordy.
Damien Cook, thank you for spending time on Triple M. Talk us through that. It was so tough in the middle, but you guys just come out trumps.
It was, mate. A credit to our forward pack. We came here with a job tonight to make sure we start fast and really take on their forward pack. And we know if they get a good roll on and get some good quick play the balls, we know what their back line can do and score plenty of points. So it was a good team performance tonight.
It was a little bit clunky early. Your attack coming down the left side mainly put a fair bit of pressure, but you worked them out in the end.
Yeah, we obviously had a few shots there, and Cody and Reno sussed out what they were doing, how they were going to defend and change it up. And did that well and end up scoring some points.
Can you talk us through this little man's leg? He come out and did a fitness test. Has he got a sore quad or what?
I don't know. He didn't obviously train during the week, but I think that's just experience more than anything, mate. Yeah, so just resting up, and it was nice that we could get out to a bit of a lead and rest him up, mate, because he's very important to what we do here. We've seen when he goes off the field, we're probably a little bit loose there in our attack and what we're doing the last 10, 15 minutes. So I'm glad he got a little rest and ready to go next week.
Cheers, mate. Go and enjoy the week.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Gordy.
That was recorded in the ad break while we could get Damien Cook, and obviously before we got Reynolds and knew it was a groin injury. Anyway, well done, Gordy. Plenty of interviews from you, and we'll be back to do it all again tomorrow. It's Sturlo, Ryan Girdler. He'll have a hat in his head that says vindicated. Sorry, I don't mean to be nasty to you, Manly fans. Boy, he absolutely copped it this week.
Yeah. He did. So he should have, too.
all right.
Later.
Good job, MG. Good job, Wendell Saylor. Thank you to all the staff behind the scenes. We're back at 3 p.m. Eastern, everybody. So an hour pre-game. Sturlo, Gerds, myself, and Dobbo on the sideline for Melbourne and Penrith. Souths are through. Enjoy these highlights, Bunnies fans, thanks to Self-Wealth as Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M NRL Game Highlights. Self-Wealth is your access pass to safe and secure investing. Find out more at selfwealth.com.au.
It is South Sydney and Manly. It's now Gagai. Gets out of a tackle. Oh. And now the ball is kicked into the in goal. And it stays from Walker. And Walker looks like he might have scored.
Now I have a penalty try.
He's got it. Play to Cook. Throws left now to Murray. Murray on to Walker. Keeps it going left attack. Three on three. Ball. Beautiful pass. Is just about undefendable. Tom Dummies. Tom goes for a tall. Oh, Tom got over. No. I think he's got it down here, but they might want to have a look.
No,
Tom
He lost it. He knows he did. He came up swearing.
Here's Reynolds.
Oh, Reynolds.
A rare kick from
hit.
Reynolds. It's into a contest. It's going to be batted back by South. Taken by Cook now. 20 away. He tries to swivel away. Does swivel away from Harper. Left foot grubber. He comes.
Oh!
Fires it to the right to Reynolds. A cutout ball to Graham. Gets it on to Paulo. He's over. Back. South have four. South are so close to a grand final. 22 points to nil.
Front of the post, nine away. Last play. Croker to the left of Ford. Hurries it on to Schuster. No look pass, and he sends Garrick over.
Well, they had to score first, Manly. That's mission accomplished. With Cook, throws to the right. Reynolds, deep. Marshall, short pass. Graham, yes! Campbell Graham gets over. And South reassert their authority.
High kick, end over end, coming down for the wing of Garrick. Contest,
Jackson Paul, backs into the end goal. He moonwalked into the end goal. Jackson Paul, I was looking for someone to give it to as he was backing back. He needed a truck sound effect. A beep, beep. And he gets over 32 points to 6.
But Suli makes a break. Tom Trbojevic is looming up. Suli gets it on to Turbo, and Turbo scores. Tom Trbojevic gets his 28th try. And tonight we'll close the curtain on one of the greatest individual seasons we have ever seen.
Well said, Dan.
Yep. Well done, Tommy Turbo.
The Tom Trbojevic out to Suli. Hello. He's into the backfield, Suli. He then gets it to Garrick. Garrick, he pins the ears back. Taff is chasing. Garrick scores. Walker, he gets it on. What a tap from Taff. Alex Johnston goes for the line.
Oh, wow.
He's got 29.
That's ridiculous.
What a pass from
Taff. What about Taff?
And the celebrations begin. The red and green of South Sydney.
They're off to a grand final.
The first grand final spot is decided. It belongs to South Sydney, and that is about as comprehensive as it gets.
36 to 16.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.